Biden campaign cheers Trump verdict. By Nick Gilbertson on May 30, 2024. The Biden campaign is cheering the guilty verdict of former President Donald Trump in New York today in his business records case, the merits of which have been widely questioned by legal scholars and experts. After Trump was found guilty on 34 counts of falsifying business records in Deep Blue Manhattan, the Biden campaign said in a statement, "In New York today, we saw that no one is above the law. Donald Trump has always mistakenly believed he would never face consequences for breaking the law for his own personal gain," the release snarked. The snide comment comes as Trump has been adamant the election interference all comes out of Washington, D.C. "This is election interference. It all comes out of Washington. They have their reps, representatives, here," he said on May 10, telling media members, "I'm sure you know that. It's to damage crooked Joe Biden's political opponent, happens to be me. And we're leading big in the polls, and the American people get it, it's a scam," he added. Notably, Michael Colangelo, a lead prosecutor on the case, worked in the Biden Department of Justice before New York District Attorney Alvin Bragg brought him on board to his office, as the Washington Examiner reported. He also previously worked for New York Attorney General Letitia James and on her civil fraud case against Trump. Per the Examiner's Ashley Oliver, Bragg did not hire Colangelo for his white-collar prosecutorial experience, which was lacking at the time he joined Bragg's office. Rather, Bragg valued Colangelo's broad knowledge of the Trump Organization. According to a New York Times report published at the end of 2022, during the same time frame that Bragg was seeking to ramp up his prosecution efforts against Trump. Notably, legal expert Jonathan Turley has slammed the case as absurd, while Fox News analyst and former defense attorney Greg Jarrett has asserted the trial bore no resemblance to the cherished constitutional promise of the right to a fair trial. Biden's campaign also relied heavily on fear-mongering in its statement about the unprecedented conviction of the former President of the United States and presumptive GOP presidential nominee. For instance, Biden claimed that Trump is running an unhinged campaign of revenge and retribution, pledging to be a dictator on day one. However, Trump has made clear he does not seek revenge in a potential second term. "I don't care about the revenge thing. I know they usually use the word, revenge. Will there be revenge?" Trump said during a town hall event with Fox News's Laura Ingraham in February. "My revenge will be success." Moreover, in the dictator comment the campaign pointed to, Trump clearly referred to the executive orders he would institute on day one regarding the border and energy sector if elected. I'm going to be, you know, he keeps, "We love those guy." He says, "You were not going to be a dictator, are you?" I said, "No, no, no, other than day one. We're closing the border and we're drilling, drilling, drilling. After that, I'm not a dictator," Trump said.